Well, Coach, obviously a huge weekend coming up for this team. How do you feel heading into it?
I feel good heading into it. It's you know, we're in a situation now where we're in a, it's real desperate times, and it's playoff hockey right now, and that's you know, you play all season. It's a different way of looking at it, but that's the way we have to look at it. We're in we're 2 points up with 5 games left. We got to be playing playoff hockey.
Still control your own destiny, and despite how it's gotten to this point, can you still look at that as a positive?
It's a positive for sure. I look at how we've played, and you know, I know how there's you know, when you have down times with a hockey team or any type of team, when you're going through a tough spell, there's a lot of people that think real crazy things, like how the team's not playing hard. This team's played hard right through the whole stretch. We've had some bad times and not getting points, but we've played hard and we'll continue to play hard. This team will never quit. That's craziness. I've heard that. It's not something that these guys even have in their mind. They're in a positive mode. I'm in a positive mode, and we're here to play hockey and we're here to win. Even though we're in a bad streak right now, we got to fight through it.
What was your thoughts on how the game went against Regina then on Wednesday?
We played a heck of a hockey game. We played hard. I think you know, we had a bad 10 seconds there, and that's been something that's hurt us through this streak, where we get real rattled, and you know, every play is very important, and it you just mentally lose some thought for a little bit, and it can win you a hockey game or lose you a hockey game, and we've been on the other end of it, and that's Regina won the hockey game, but I thought we outplayed them, we outchanced them, and we lost the game. So we got to regroup, come in here. We've played this team well, and we got to get winning.
That'll be 6 out of the 7 losses where you guys have outchanced the opponent, and that's got to be frustrating to a degree. And I think just watching, you can see it affect the confidence a little bit. And how do you deal with that in game? Because you might come out fired up to start a hockey game, but as it goes on, there's bound to be some sense of, oh no, we, you know, it's happening again.
Yeah, and it's really magnified when you're losing. And if you go back to when you're winning hockey games, you're doing the same thing, but it's not as, people don't see it. It's not as magnified, and they go, here we go again. And it's a mindset, and it's really all mental. You know, and the biggest thing is you got to fight through it. There's going to be bad times. This is a hard time for the hockey team right now. But the, you know, the guys, after that game, they were devastated, absolutely devastated. Nobody thought we were going to lose that game. We had a couple good days of practice, and we worked hard in the game. We come out and we played well. I think through this streak, what we have to get back on track is our special teams. We had an early power play. We created some chances, but we got to score on our power play. That was our bread and butter when we were winning hockey games, and our penalty killing was the best in the league. That's been leaking lately, and I think the special teams are the biggest part of this slide.
Just looking at the game on Wednesday, it seemed like Regina really came hard at your points and tried to take that away. What do you think you guys have to do to fight through that and find a way to get pucks to the back of the net again on the power play?
Well, we created some chances, and we created some chances low, and you know, they're taking learn out away on the shot, and that's fine that they do that, because we do have other options. And you know, we looked at some video, and when they're going to come out that far, there's seams behind the two forwards, and there's low plays to be made that are there that we got to start taking advantage of.
For the penalty kill, I mean, we talked about it before the last game, that it was details in your mind. They got one late on you, but that was the only power play they had. But you feel like you've been able to work at that through video and practice, and you can get that right back to where it needs to be?
Yeah, I think so. We've had strong special teams around here for a long time, and you know, that's mental also. Like, when things are going bad, there's a lot of things that can go bad, and the biggest thing is you got to try to nip it in the bud and turn it around. And I'll tell you what, we've done a lot of things to try to turn around that haven't happened. So it's going to take a lot of things falling the right way for us to get back on track.
When you're playing well, can you try to do too much to change it in a way? Like, from a player's perspective, the team is playing well, getting chances, they're not going in, and then you try to force it a little too much because you desperately want to get out of it?
Yeah, I think you can. But, you know, like I said, when you look back at it, everything's so everything's right under the microscope right now. All the every little thing that we do, every, you know, we've made a lot of the mistakes that we're making right now that haven't got scored on. And when you get scored on, everyone starts to panic. And our team's not panicking. We're not panicking at all. We're gonna, you know, there's some things that are happening that we're trying to clean up, and we're gonna work through it. But by no means is there any panic or any quit.
Last note, just talk about playing PA in particular and the challenge that they possess, and what you think you need to do against them.
Well, they're playing good hockey right now, and you know, they're right back in the thick of things, and you know, we've had real good games with them. I don't expect that to change at all. The matchup is very even, you know, so it makes it tough to win hockey games. And against PA or anybody else that we're playing at this time of the year, it really doesn't matter. It's you got to prepare to play hard, and you got to have the mindset that you're going to go out and win.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.